supplication on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans, and I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely Thou art the All-Forgiving, the All-Compassionate.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum. This is today's special. We're going to speak about the movement of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to listen to this episode of today's special. Accept our condolences on martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him.
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the first of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 8th of Murdad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 30th of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen to a chapter of the Holy Quran, chapter Isra, verse 33.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تقتلوا النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق وَمَنْ قُتِلَ مَظْلُومًا فَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا لِوَلِيِّهِ سُلْطَانًا فَلَا يُسْرِفْ فِي الْقَتْلِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ مَنْصُورًا.
And do not kill the soul which Allah has forbidden except by right. And whoever is killed unjustly, we have given his heir authority. But let him not exceed limits in the matter of taking life. Indeed, he has been supported by the law.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
To protect the oppressed is one of Allah's ways of treatment. The issue dealt with in this verse is respect for human blood and utter prohibition of murder. In questions, we have it that one of the examples of the heir of the blood is Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, who will take his vengeance of his grandfather Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. We have appointed to his heir authority to demand blood compensation or retaliation. As a preventive measure, the divine support of the oppressed and the according of the right of one's heir to retaliation and the consignment of such a right to the heir are noteworthy. It is also a preventive measure for preventing over retaliation.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn. It is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein.
One question that is related to our today's topic. Why Muharram and why mourning? When certain seasons of worship come around, like the month of Ramadan and Muharram, it is very important that we reevaluate ourselves to see what blessings we have gotten from them. Were they in proportion with the power of the season? Have we preserved these blessings? How can we best invest these blessings after the season is over? Many people are pleased with the condition they have at the time without worrying about what will come after the season. The devil is eager to take away whatever the believer has earned at the first possible opportunity. Are we cautious about that? The movement of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was a method for dealing with one's own soul and with others, for he wanted to teach us a lesson about servitude at every stage of his blessed movement. Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
Many times when we think about and ponder about the ziyarat of Ashura, it is important for us to know that when you say salams and you give your salutations to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that that itself is something good. That this is what the angels are doing. This is what the creation is doing, that they are crying for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But even though it itself is something good, they call this mawdu'i, its subject, it itself is something good. We are looking to get something out of Ziyarat Ashura. And this we can call it tariqi, meaning this is a path for us to refine ourselves. There is a spiritual journey inside Ziyarat Ashura. And inshallah, in the following days, we're going to be talking about some of the journeys that we start. For example, when we think about bala and we think about the calamity of Ashura, which is the first step we'll be talking about, inshallah. Then we'll be talking about the great grief of Ashura, making sure that we are in line with Imam Hussein, that his affliction is our affliction. And then we'll be thinking about having silm with Imam Hussein, meaning that we are at peace with him, we are at peace with those that follow him, we are in the camp of Imam Hussein. And then inshallah we'll reach Maqam Mahmud, which is the position of Imam Hussein, which is the position of the Holy Prophet, which is the praiseworthy status. So Ziyarat Ashura is a spiritual journey for us. As you know, one of the important lessons of Ziyarat Ashura is that Mahdawiyat or Mahdism is inside of Ziyarat Ashura. That we pray that we become the companions of Imam Mahdi, that he will revenge those that have oppressed Imam Hussein, and that we can become his companions, and that we can help him and aid him as he seeks revenge from the oppressors of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So inshallah, this Muharram, this is a time for us to refine ourselves, to increase our spirituality, and we can do it with this great gift from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, by reciting Ziyarat Ashura in our centers, by reciting Ziyarat Ashura at home, by thinking about the Arabic meaning of Ziyarat Ashura, by implementing this.
Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein.
Lessons of Muharram.
Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Ya Hussein.
You are with today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're speaking about Imam al-Hussein's movement. Submission to Allah's will. This is the title of this short part. Imam al-Hussein knew about his fate from a young age when his grandfather, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, would mention how he will be left alone in a land called Karbala. Yet Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, always accepted his fate, and even on the day of Ashura, when he was left all alone, he never doubted Allah's plan. Abu Abdullah's submission to Allah Almighty is most evident through the eloquence of Dua Arafah, where for the entirety he was praising Allah and giving gratitude, and only at the end he asked for protection against the hellfire. This, therefore, teaches us a significant lesson in always submitting to Allah, even in the most difficult times. On the continuation of today's special, we have this part, the golden words of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. For knowing Abu Abdullah, let's notice his words. Among the edicts of the Lord of the Martyrs, Abu Abdullah, al-Hussein ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon them, which he delivered, was this speech before his companions. O people, truly, Allah did not create his creatures other than that they might come to know him. And when they know him, they will become his servants and worship him. And through being his servants and worshiping him, they will become free of the need to worship any other. At this point, a man said, O son of the Messenger of Allah, what does it mean to know Allah? Glorified and exalted be he. That eminent one replied, this knowledge for the people of any era is embodied in the Imam of their time, whom they are obliged to follow and obey.
There's one last thing that I'd like to mention today, and that is the correct way to perform Ziyarat Ashura. One of our great scholars by the name of Ayatollah Mirza Shirazi, that was very famous for the prohibition of tobacco during the Qajar era in Iran, he has a method to correctly recite Ziyarat Ashura. Because there are different traditions about how to recite it, he gets these traditions together and he has a formula for us. And I'd like to share this with you. This is the way that we should recite Ziyarat Ashura according to Ayatollah Mirza Shirazi. He says that first, you should, of course, go to when you're far away from Karbala, you should go to an elevated place in your house. And there you do a salam to Imam Hussein, a salam that you, with intensity that you cry. Then you do a curse on the oppressors of Imam Hussein. So you do a salam, and then you do a lan. Then after that, you recite 2 units of prayer. Then after this 2 units of prayer, you recite Ziyarat Ashura. And then when you're done, you recite another 2 units of prayer. So this method is a method that is ascribed to us by Ayatollah Mirza Shirazi. And therefore, you say a salam to Imam Hussein, you do a quick lan, and then you do 2 units of prayer, and then you do the Ziyarat Ashura. And if you don't have time to do the 100 salams and the 100 lans, you can make it sufficient by just saying As-salamu ala al-Husayn wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn wa ala awlad al-Husayn wa ala ashab al-Husayn. You can repeat this sentence 100 times. And then if you don't have enough time to recite the 100 lans, you can just say Allahumma al-anhum jami'a 100 times. Then when you're finished, you do the sujood and everything, and then you do two rakats of prayer. Therefore, Ziyarat Ashura has 2 two-unit prayers. Inshallah, we can recite and have tawfiq to recite Ziyarat Ashura this Muharram, and that we can benefit from it, and we can get the true rewards, as the traditions have, alf, alf, sins will be forgiven, alf, alf, rewards, thawab will be given, meaning 1 million thawabs, 1 million forgivenesses from our sins will be given. Inshallah, we will recite a salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Condolences to all Muslims all around the world on the month of Muharram, when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was martyred in the land of Karbala. Dear friend, inshallah, we continue our discussion on the next episode of today's special. Until then, wassalamu alaikum. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya
مماتي محمد وآل محمد.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and today on the start of the morning month of Muharram, we start the day by pondering upon a wise saying from the immortal martyr of Karbala, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Whoever uses symbolism in religious matters will always remain in confusion, deviated as he stumbles off the right path, sticking to deviation wherever he goes, straying off the right course, and saying bad and worthless things.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been narrated from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam regarding the third Imam, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. As you know, today is the commencement of the very solemn and grave and significant month of Muharram, when the doyen of the martyrs, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, was martyred. Today we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on the commencement of this most solemn and sad month, and we pray that their mourning for Imam Hussein is accepted by God in this most sacred month. Shu'ayb ibn Abdul Rahman al-Khuza'i, one of the narrators of traditions, has been narrated to have said the following: a mark was seen on Imam Hussein alayhi salam's back on the day of Taf, meaning the day of Ashura. So the people asked Zainul Abidin, they asked Imam Sajjad alayhi salam regarding this mark. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam said the following when the people asked him this question. He said, "This is the mark left by the sacks of food that he," meaning Imam Hussein, "carried on his back to the houses of widows, orphans, and the destitute." As you know, this was one of the most beautiful and one of the most noble of virtues and characteristics of all of our a'imma alayhimu salam, beginning from Imam Ali alayhi salam and Imam Hassan, and continued even the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is that our infallible leaders, they would themselves personally take sacks of food, sacks of clothing, things that people needed, to the homes of widows, to the homes of orphans, to the homes of the poor. I mean, they wouldn't even, at the time of the caliphate of Imam Ali, when he was at the height of his worldly power, he could have easily ordered and told his subjects, to carry out this duty. But the Imam personally himself would carry this out and take these and these wares to these homes of these needy people. And most of the time, the Imams, alayhimus salam, they were unknown, and the people to whom they gave these wares to, they were unaware of who was the person giving it to them. So it only became known after the death of the Imam, when the Imam passed away, and these needy people would ask, where is that person who used to bring us these wares? And when they found out that the Imam had passed away, then people would realize that it was the Imam. This is one of the virtues, and this is a virtue that all of us need to cultivate within ourselves: the love for the poor, the love for the destitute, the love for the needy people, and also personally and directly helping these people to the extent that we can. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at Imam Hussein in the words of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Habibullah Fasihizada with the Let's Recite the Holy Quran, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. This is a great time that we are having again some of our friends from Sevier International School.
Except for one.
Yeah, students. Three of our friends from Sevier International School here. So they've joined us to help us hold these Quranic sessions. Everyone, thanks for being with us and thanks for listening to us. Okay, this time, inshallah, now, the students who are here, our friends, they will recite some surahs, okay, some verses of the Holy Quran, and the other ones will listen and fix their mistakes. If you found any mistake when they recite, okay, please comment, okay, or send us some messages that say, Mehdi made this mistake. Minhal got this wrong. Hadi got this wrong, okay?
Yes,
it's Mahdi's turn. Mahdi will recite Suratul
Layl. Shams.
Balad.
Shams.
Suratul Balad is too long. Okay, read Suratul Balad. So, brothers and sisters, no, Mahdi, our friend.
Okay, everyone just be quiet and don't talk.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
11 years old. We'll recite Suratul.
He's 10.
He's
10. When he come to school, he said to teacher, he's 10.
Okay. Yes, but I am 11.
Yesterday he turned 11. Yes?
No.
Yes, yes.
He's 10. November 11th, I came to school. My
it's a birthday. Hey, Mr. Birthday. There is the microphone.
He's 10.
Okay.
So can I just explain it to him for a second?
So, Mahdi, 11 years old, will recite a surah with 20 verses. Ooh, this is very difficult.
Ooh.
Okay. A'udhu billah.
Okay,
wait a second. What page is it?
Page 594.
Great, 594. أعوذ بالله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا أقسم بهذا البلد.
أقسم.
لا. Yes, it is القلقلة.
أقسم بهذا البلد.
Do you have?
لا أقسم بهذا البلد.
أقسم.
The قاف has a سكون توقلقلة.
أقسم.
لا أقسم.
Uqsimu.
You're saying la uqsimu.
You say
uqsimu. He said uqsimu. La uqsimu. La uqsimu bihadha
al-balad. Read it again.
Mashallah, read it again.
Sir, every single time I read, he just
finds a way. Read it. One qamari.
He finds a way to make a mistake.
La uqsimu bihadha al-balad.
Ahsan. Balad.
Balad.
Qalqala. Okay, pay attention. Balad. Mahdi. You have to pay attention to these things. Qalqala. Alif maddi, waw maddi, yai maddi, ya, lean, and maqsura alif, dagger alif, tanween, tashdeed, these things, okay, sukun. So pay attention to them. Go on. Go on. They will make you old.
وَأَنْتَ حِلٌّ بِهَذَا الْبَلَدِ
وَأَنْتَ حِلٌّ بِهَذَا الْبَلَدِ
وَوَالِدِي قَلْقَلَ
Yeah, balad. The last ones.
وَوَالِدِي وَمَا وَلَد
أحسن.
ولد. No,
correct. That was correct.
لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد.
Wait, read it again.
كبد.
لقد
خلقنا الإنسان في كبد.
أحسن.
Nice.
كبد.
Correct.
أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد. أيحسب
أن because تشديد is on the top of نام you have to join okay
أيحسب
you will study this is called إدغام rule okay you will inshallah study so أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد
أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد
أحسن go on
يقول أهلكت مالا لبدا
okay أيحمدي يقول أهلكت مالا لبدا So do not read fast, okay? Let's read a little slowly.
أَيَحْسَبُ أَن لَن
Again,
أَلَمْ I read it again. أَيَحْسَبُ أَن لَمْ يَرْهُ أَحَدْ
يَرَهُ
أَحَدْ
Yes.
أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانًا
عَيْنَيْنِ
Again, read it.
أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ
No, not fast. Don't skip. Don't run away, okay? Nobody's there. Nobody's following you, okay?
My dog is not gonna eat you.
أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ
أحسن عَيْنَيْنِ Finish then.
عَيْنَيْنِ
أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ لِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ
أحسن
وَهَدَيْنَاهُ
look. Wait a second. عَيْنَيْنِ What is the rule?
عَيْنَيْنِ
Lean, yeah, yes?
عَيْنَيْنِ
ولسانا وشفتين
See, sir, I picked this surah because I'm smart.
Very good. So, smart. If you're smart, you have to get them correct.
If I was smart, I would have passed my math test.
But he got 26 out of 23. Okay. 26 out of...
Oh, don't say the secrets. Shh, don't reveal the secrets. Go on. Read it again. ألم نجعل له...
ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا
عينين stop there because
ألم نجعل له عينين
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 hey one second the last part of the ayah you have to prolong عينين ولسانا وشفتين
ولسانا وشفتين
no
شفتين
The last part of the ayah, okay. Because well, you
let
make
me just
a pause.
Explain so you guys stop. Okay, wow and fatha li.
No, there is no rule. Go on.
Wali sa.
No need to explain. Read it.
Because you guys don't listen.
Sir, because you made mistake.
Sir, read it.
No, li no. Wali.
Walisana
wa shafatayn. Simple.
That's correct. Mahdi says correct. That's correct. Mahdi, just recite. Mahdi. Just recite, we'll fix the mistakes if you have.
Walisana wa shafatayn.
Not fast. Mahdi, slowly.
I'm saying it.
Slowly. Calm down.
Walisana wa shafatayn.
Yes. Next ayah.
Wahadaynahun. Najdain.
No, Najano. Najdain.
Najdain.
No, it's not Ra sound, it's Jim sound.
Wait, but sir.
It's Jim sound.
It has a Kankala rule.
No, I know. It the sound is Jim, not J.
Wahadaynahun Najdain.
Najdain.
Not
Najdain.
Najdain.
Oh, Najdain.
نجدين
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
Okay, next ayah.
فلق تحمل عقبة
Sent.
وما أدراك ما العقبة
ما شاء الله
فك رقبة
أحسنت
أو إطعام في يوم ذي مزغبة
أحسنت
يتيما ذا مقربة أو مسكينا ذا متربة
أحسنت
ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواصوا بالصبر وتواصوا بالمرحمة.
Okay, look. Sometimes ya lin, we said yes.
Yeah,
instead
yeah.
of ya, sometimes waw is there again. Fatha then waw. Watawasaw aw ay aw. Again the same sound, okay? Ay aw. So watawasaw.
Watawasaw. Sir, there is a waw.
Read it. Watawasaw.
Watawasaw bis sabri watawasaw bil marhama.
Mashallah.
أولئك أصحاب
No. أولاء ألف مدي.
أولئك أصحاب الميمنة.
Okay, tell us. أولئك. Hey. أولئك. So is it ألف مدي ألف or dagger ألف or مكسورة ألف؟
أولئك.
No, dagger ألف or مكسورة ألف or complete ألف.
Let me see.
أولاء.
Dagger ألف.
Dagger ألف. Good.
أولئك أصحاب.
Are you sure it is dagger ألف?
Yes, it is.
No. Mad and dagger.
Mad and dagger.
Ulaika ashabul maymana.
Maymana. Meemana. No.
We learned.
Oh, look, Mahdi. We learned lean ya because of this. Don't say maymana. That becomes wrong, okay? It does not have kasra. That's maymana.
Maymana.
Yes.
Ulaika ashabul maymana.
Great, that's correct.
Walladhina kafaru. بآياتنا هم أصحاب المشأمة.
Great.
عليهم نار عليهم نار مؤصدة.
مؤصدة.
مؤصدة. Because there's a.
Thank you so much. MashaAllah. 20 verses you just recited, yeah?
So I've known the surah like for ages, about 1 year.
That's great.
My 8th year in Canada. Minhal Hussein,
inshallah, will recite. What surah you want to recite?
Surah
Al-Baqarah? That's more than Malad.
Ali Imran, I like.
Okay, what surah?
Wadzuha.
Surah Al-Nur.
Wadzuha we practiced. So any other surah? Pick any other surah?
مثل نور هي كمشكات فيها مصباح عن المصباح في زجاجة.
هم! كوسا!
الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية.
Okay, we know. We understand, you know.
Can you recite Surah Zalzala? Page 599. Yeah, page 599.
We
have Alif Maddi here, okay? We have too many examples. Any of them. Surah Al-Zalzala or Surah Al-Adiyat.
I think I'm going to Surah Al-Shams.
Recite Surah Al-Qadr. Inna anzalna hariyab. Inna anzalna.
Where is
we
it?
Don't have much time, okay? Inna... Everyone, so listen, to, listen to Minha al-Hussein.
Which page, Qadr?
598. Surah al-Qadr. Yeah. Inna anzalnahu fi laylat al-Qadr. A'udhu billah.
A'udhu billah min shaytanir rajim. I said wrong.
أعوذ
بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في
first mistake إنا there's a med
sorry it was a small I didn't saw it إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر
ليلة
القدر
ليلة
القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر
وما 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 أدراك ما وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر
لي أوكي لينيا ليلة القدر
ليلة القدر
no ليلة القدر
there's an ألف مدي right on the meme do you not see that
and قلقلة دال قلقلة
he will be a very furious teacher
أدراك
be careful when we go outside He knows what to do with you. Be careful.
وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر.
Okay, ليلة القدر. Next ayah.
ليلة القدر.
ليلة القدر في ألف شهر.
ليلة القدر. What is this?
خير.
خير من ألف من ألف شهر.
أحسن. Next ayah.
من ألف شهر.
تنزل الملائكة وروح.
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 والروح فيها بعد.
بإذن ربك من كل أمر بإذن ربه
من كل أمر
كل أمر
سلام
سلام سلام علي
نو سلام عليكم نو
سلام
هي
سلام
سلام سلام
هي
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 so can I just read the ayah
لعين النف
فجر صدق الله
العلي العظيم
What?
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil
barakatuh.
You didn't say salawat.
You just bombard him with a lot of mistakes, okay? Just let him read.
Yes,
so, thank you so much. Alhamdulillah, we practiced many surahs and we learned a lot of new things today. So, at the end, we really thanks to IRIB English Radio, right? And also Sever International School, also the students.
Do you remember the first?
Thank you so much.
The first Inshallah, time you said IRBB.
Okay, include as you dua, as you make dua every day. Okay, please make dua for the appearance of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. May Allah hasten the reappearance, and also may Allah Almighty give us again the chance to stay and continue these kind of lessons. Inshallah, thank you so much. Everyone, thanks for being with us. Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن When your host returns to our camp riderless أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي
The ocean of dua
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة مني ونيابة عن والدي
to fend for ourselves. Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of زيارة إمام الحسين عليه السلام, زيارة العاشوراء. So stay with us.
برئت إلى الله وإليكم منهم ومن أشياعهم وأتباعهم وأوليائهم يا أبا عبد الله إني سلم لمن سالمكم حرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة.
Brothers and sisters, last year we explained this great زيارة العاشوراء up to this part. يا أبا عبد الله إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة. أو أبا عبد الله, surely I am at peace with he who is at peace with you, and at war with he who is at war with you, until the day of resurrection. As we explained last year, this إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم, this phrase is the declaration of so many traditions where the Holy Prophet and all the infallible Imams emphasize on the importance of being at peace with who is at peace with them and being at war with him who is at war with them. Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, addressing Ahlul Kisa, says, "Ana silmun liman salamakum wa harbun liman harabakum." I am at peace with he who is at peace with you and at war with he who is at war with you. To continue where we left off in the previous episodes of last year, the word silm literally means peace, and the word harb signifies naqid al-silm, which is the contradictory of silm. And as the lexicographers explain, harb means when someone's anger somehow intensifies. So in this phrase, ya aba abdillah, إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة, until the day of resurrection, we express our peace, we express our harmony with those who are at peace with Imam Hussein عليه السلام, with the Ahlul Bayt عليهم السلام. We express our peace with those who believe in their fight, with those who believe in their values. And we express our disharmony with those who are at war with them, with those who want to fight their ideas, their beliefs, and their values. إني سلم لمن سالمكم. I am at peace, surely, with he who is at peace with you.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts
No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So as we said earlier, silm literally means to be at peace. But one of the other meanings of silm is istislam comes from this, which means submission. If this is the case, we are expressing our submission to those who are submissive to Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the Ahlul Bayt. So we declare our loyalty and unity with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But we call Imam Hussein alayhi salam here as Ya Aba Abdillah. And this has a specific message which is worthy of contemplation. The term Abu Abdillah, as we have already explained it in last year, signifies the state of total submission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam to Allah. So when we call him with this name, Aba Abdillah, and pledge loyalty, this reveals a connection. This means, O Aba Abdillah, I am at peace with he who is at peace with you, and I am at war with he who is at war with you. Because you are Aba Abdillah, you are the best of those who are submissive to Allah. And in reality, this person who is reciting this ziyarah, the zair, would like to pledge his or her loyalty to Allah himself. This being said, we also have another thing which is worthy of mentioning. We say, إِنِّي سِلْمٌ لِمَنْ سَلَمَكُمْ وَحَرْبٌ لِمَنْ حَارَبَكُمْ, both together. We are at peace and we are at war. These two are together. And this verse teaches us that peace and war, silm and harb, should be understood, they should be interpreted in the light of submission to Allah. This being at peace, this being at war, must be defined based on what aim they are following. In this case, of course it is Islam. Hence, peace in the sense of total unity and cooperation with the forces of kufr is meaningless. So we will never have peace with the forces of kufr, with the enemies. Of course, you would say that we have some instances like the Sulh al-Hudaybiyah or Sulh of Imam Hassan alayhi salam, but these are not actually pieces. They are nothing but tactful strategies from these infallible imams that they had in their times. And we can understand that and realize that more if we have a look at history and by referring to the historians. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, everyone. Dear sisters and brothers, welcome to IRB English Radio. This is Q&A on Islamic belief, where we shed lights on your main questions. I'm Asma, your host for today's episode. It's the time of Muharram, so I hereby offer my condolences to all the lovers of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Here with me, I have a brother, Nur Muhammad, a scholar of religious studies. Assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for coming. Well, since it is Muharram and we have this time of sorrow that will sit in everyone's heart, all of us would feel such a deep pain as our leader and as our beloved one, Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, has been taking in all those troubles and sorrows and pains. So we feel that mourning all the time. There's no doubt that crying while mourning for Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam has got so much of blessings attached to it. And a drop of tear on mentioning the sorrows he went through can move a mountain of sins and turn it into dust. Now, apart from real weeping and crying, we have learned that even pretending to be mourning or crying is going to be rewarded, and we actually have been recommended to at least pretend mourning for the sorrows of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, which is called tabaki in Arabic. Now, here's a question. Isn't it a form of disrespect to just pretend?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, talking about the tabaki, I'm going to elaborate on this issue. But before that, let me add one point about the, you know, shedding tears for the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein and his companions. We have, as you